Tim Whetstone's here, member for Chafee. Hello.
Morning, Anthony. Great to be here.
What are you up to today? Got a busy day, I hear.
Yes. Oh, look, it's one of those days down river a bit, down to Wakery and Morgan, Cadell. Just dealing with some of the local issues down there. But more importantly, great day in the Riverland.
Absolutely. Hey, the MRI machine, it's been delivered. It's getting a step closer.
The big donut. It's the hospital. But look, it's a great outcome. The MRI has, it's there now to provide better health services to the Riverland. And I think, by and large, the biggest benefit will be that people won't have to travel to Adelaide. Mm. It really is just a feather in the cap of the health system up here. And, as a local member, we've been long advocating for this service. And finally, the green shoots are appearing. So it won't be long. And the health minister will be up, open it, and it'll be there as to provide a service for the people of the Riverland and the Mallee.
Bit of road work going on around the place as well.
Yeah, look, road work is a bit of a drag. It's the short-term pain for that long-term gain. And everywhere we look, there's road works, people having to watch their speed limit. And but look, at the end of the day, as I said, a bit of short-term pain, it'll give better roads. I was out at the Brownswell Highways yesterday. That's looking really good, taking shape. But we've got Jury Road, we've got a number of Sturt Highway upgrades. That's what we have to do, is just keep on maintaining the roads. And, coming into government, we were left with a really, really concerning backlog of road maintenance, and we're chipping away at fixing it up.
All right. Now, Minister Corey Wingard is visiting the region.
He was up a week or so ago, and not only does he have the roads or the transport and infrastructure portfolio, but importantly, he is also the Minister for Sport. And so we were out having a look at some of the upgrades that some of our sporting facilities are looking to upgrade. Down at Wakery are looking to build a new clubhouse, change room facility. Loxton are looking at putting lights in. We're at Berry. They're looking at upgrading change rooms and grandstands and others. And, of course, the active club voucher system continues to go on. So, look, I think he was received with open arms because he has a pretty big bucket of money and everyone wants a bit of it.
A few portfolios. Now, I heard a whisper last couple of days that the Emergency Services Minister may be visiting in a couple of weeks.
He is. No. Okay. Vincent Tarsier, who has both police, corrections, emergency services, is up in the Riverland Tuesday.
Okay.
So we'll tour around to some of our CFS, MFS, SES facilities. But just as importantly, we'll go down to Cadell and have a look there. And speaking of Cadell, I was down at Maruk yesterday, and some of the patrons of the Cadell Training Centre were there, and they're building a walking trail.
Okay.
Out of Maruk. It's a over 20-kilometre walking trail. And they're making great inroads. It's giving back to the community, as they put it. So I went down and had a look at the work that they're doing and thanked them. It'll be a great, great walking, riding trail out of Maruk towards Kingston. And hopefully that'll be part of a greater, wider reaching network for our walking and riding trails. And that's why I asked that question in my survey.
Speaking of which, how's that going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. We've had nearly 500 responses. And, some of those, as I said, some of those questions are a little bit provocative. But, it's about getting that feedback. It's about giving me some of those little insights to individuals' concerns, so that coming up to the next election, it can be on that bucket list that we're trying to achieve here in Chafee. But look, by and large, I think it's having the desired effect. I was at dinner last night, and it created a little bit of controversy at the dinner table.
Well, I bet
about some of the questions, but that's what it's about. It's about engaging people and making sure that they express their views, but also understanding how passionate some people are about individual things that they want changed or they want implemented here in the Riverland.
And when you put the survey together, did you, in particular those questions that are a little bit edgy, did you already have an expectation of how the electorate were going to respond to those?
Well, I guess I've asked that question because I need that feedback to substantiate if I am going to ask for government support, you know, bringing some change into the Riverland. And when whether it's an individual road or intersection, or whether it's if you're a passionate fisher, you can't catch the fish that you want to in the Riverland, but you go into Victoria and New South Wales, you can catch cod, you can catch lots of callop or golden perch. You know, do we need to restock our river? Do we need to re-snag our river? And I'm a passionate fisherman myself, and so we've got to ask those questions so that I can go there with cap in hand to the treasurer and say these are the initiatives that we'd like to implement into Chafee.
Because we have spoken about it in the past, the recreational fishing licence, and the benefits, it's just incredible, because then it gives you the funds for a couple of bucks a year for the licence to do it. It gives you the money to restock and do all those infrastructure type works.
I think the biggest hurdle will be trust in government. Mm. If people are going to put money into a fishing licence, they want to know that they're going to get value for money. And so most people, the cynical side of them would say that that's government just tearing money out of my pocket and putting it into general revenue. I'm giving a commitment here today that it won't be the case. It'll be about re-snagging, restocking, putting better boat ramps, you know, along the river's edge in our towns. It's making sure that we provide opportunities for not only fishermen, but for tourists. And it's also just getting people out on the river. It's it's about attracting people to the Riverland as a destination to catch a fish, be able to put your tinny in the river and go out and have a great time.
Well, like the wise man Slim Dunsty once said, a bad day's fishing beats a good day's work every time. So everybody wins in the end.
Yes, yes, every day.
Now, survey, how long is that open for? It's on for a little while longer.
Yes, it is. It closes on the 30th of November.
Okay.
But look, I urge everyone to please just fill it out. Just take a few minutes and send it back. It's really important that the Riverland comes together on this, so that you know, we do speak with a united voice, and so that we actually can come together on issues of importance. And I think, you know, some of those questions there will grow and give the Riverland the opportunity to focus on what really matters to them, so that we can actually put some funding and some policy initiatives to making the Riverland a better place to live.
Absolutely. Get over to timwhetstone.com.au to do the survey. Thanks for your time this morning, Tim. Just quickly, Polly's Picks in the Pioneer. You're romping away. I know that you know the tally. I don't have to tell you.
40. I don't.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't.
Ooh, 46 to 28.
I did notice that he got three in one article.
Oh, I opened it up and I thought, gee whiz. Here we go. The pressure is on. All right. Thanks for your time this morning. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up again soon.
Great to be with you.
Breakfast with Anthony Millick. Weekdays from 6 on 5RM.